Plague of Yom Kippur.
Shuv.
Yes. Again.
24
hours went by, a day and a night, and again we're in a lesson. What did we go through? Did we go through anything? We see that on the side of the upper providence, the upper management, we feel more pressure. The Creator, through all kinds of forms of pressure on us, is awakening us. Well, if not for arvut, then at least to come closer to one another, to the fact that we have to understand more and more, to recognize that we exist in a system of interconnection between us, for the better or for the worse. It depends on how we relate to one another. It depends on for which purpose we get closer. If we get closer to one another for the corporeal purpose, for an egoistic purpose, to live in this world, to gain from each other, then certainly from that, nothing good will come. Until we will feel people dying and dying and dying each and every day. If we will start to understand that all of our work is to return to this system of Adam HaRishon, and to be in a connection, in our root between us, in such a way that each one helps the other, gives an example to the other in which kind of good connections we need to be in order to be as a single system, as one man in one heart, until we will keep love your friends as yourself. The first condition of spirituality, of complete spirituality. If we will get closer to this, we understand this, then accordingly we will start to see already the forces that are pushing us to it. It will be already revelation. Revelation of forces, revelation of the Achoraim, the posterior, but nevertheless, revelation of the actions of the Creator on the created being. We will feel how much we want to keep actions of connection, to get back to the state that existed before the shattering, and it would be good. And as much as we don't, as we are not ready, meaning it's ready from above, but we're not ready from below, from us, then it will be bad for us. The Creator created us in a state called Gan Eden, the Garden of Eden. Gan Eden means that our entire connection was in existence, it was ideal. This system had no clothing, as it says that Adam HaRishon was naked in the Garden of Eden, and he was not ashamed. He was not ashamed because he did know that he should be connected to others and to perform the commandment of the Creator. He was not ashamed to use his will to receive as it is. And that state was the Garden of Eden. Garden is Malchut, the will to receive, and Eden is that it was entirely full of the light of Chokhmah. The light of Chokhmah. There was no need to perform acts of bestow, because everything was under the Creator's control. It's like a baby or little children who live at the account of the parents, and they are not ashamed of it. They don't owe their parents anything, but rather the parents owe them. And afterwards, this system was shattered. That is, it started feeling that it is lacking, the system is lacking a connection between the parts. Adam HaRishon started to feel that the will to receive awakened in it, it means that it met the snake. He felt that he's naked, that he doesn't have a clothing of tzimtzum, masach, or chozer, restriction, screen, and reflected light, and he must have this clothing. And out of that, because he felt that the Creator created, and all of this came from above. In the meantime, shame and Adam's actions, it all came from the Creator without any thought of scrutiny on behalf of Adam, of men. And then men felt that he needs a clothing. And therefore, he hides from the Creator, he moves away from the Creator. Well, in this story, there's a lot that we can scrutinize. However, this concealment that the Creator seemingly awakens shame in the person, and the person hides himself in the Garden of Eden, this already means that the man has become sensitive to the clothing that he's lacking, and that he must have it. Somehow he's lacking equivalence of form. And that lack of equivalence of form between man and the Creator, it is called shame. And then the Creator gave man a clothing, or chozer, reflected light. And then man started to live on the degree of Adam. The will to receive was revealed in him, that earlier was not felt, that it even exists in him. This is considered that the Creator created Eve out of Adam, out of the will to receive, out of the will to bestow, emerged the will to receive, and then they started working between them. Both of them are inside of man, both the will to receive and the will to bestow. And they, after the will to receive developed and the will to bestow developed, and it is all with respect to man, since man actually includes both of them. However, his will to bestow is small, hidden, and his will to receive is the opposite. It grows, it is in control. So today we are in a state where we have to correct ourselves and return to that state that existed in the Garden of Eden prior to the sin of the Tree of Knowledge, where we will receive all of the light of Chokhmah, that is the entire revelation of the Creator, inside of our vessels, inside of our will to receive. However, because it will be already in order to bestow, that is similar to the Creator in its intention. And this is our work. Our work is actually, it takes place only in the connection of the parts, because all of the parts in Adam HaRishon that earlier were as a single desire, they were broken, they drifted apart, and we have to put them back together in practice, and to assemble of them a single desire and a single intention. Well, as if a single desire, and as if single intention. On each desire, there is its own intention of how to use it in order to bestow. As if it is not a will to receive, but rather as if it is a will to bestow. This way, man will become similar to the Creator. We need to do it in practice. In practice, this blow, the coronavirus, this pandemic, this last pandemic, it is aiming us towards correction. And we therefore need to see our state that we are aimed, directed towards this system of Adam Rishon, so that all of us will be together, seemingly in one desire, even though in each one there is his egoistic desire. And the Creator has arranged for us this situation where we are falling from the height of the will to receive that was revealed in Adam Rishon following the sin into degrees, very small degrees, called this world. And this helps us to actually begin to resurrect ourselves, position ourselves in such a way that bit by bit we add all of these broken parts, that is the egoistic parts, together through the intention to bestow to one another. We can come closer, we can connect as if as one man in one heart, and that way we keep that system, this one desire of Adam HaRishon prior to the sin, that so that returning to that same state from the broken state, this is actually the entire plan of the correction of creation that we need to actualize through the upper force, however, through work, recognition, prayer on our behalf. And in order to accelerate this, in order to aim us correctly towards this, we need to see all of these troubles, all of these problems that are now going over the whole of humanity, that it is only in order to aim us correctly toward our true goal. And here we need to see ourselves as the representatives who are going forward, the pioneers. What do you say? Yes, pioneers. That we are the first ones on this path. And therefore, each and every day, we have to renew this image. We need to see how much from one day to the next we understand it and we feel it more. Both in the way that it is broken, and also in the way that we know it as already the true picture. And this way we will advance. As of today, it is already becoming more clear from one day to the next how much the Creator is awakening us more and more in showing us that our world is not advancing to anything good. It's not advancing towards unity. The only true element that we have to take into account is how much are we getting closer to one another. And behind us, the whole world. So, it might be that we are getting a little bit closer to each other from one day to the next, and indeed it is true, there is such a thing. However, this coming closer is not sufficient in order for the entire world to feel that there is a healthy part in it, which is us, the worldwide Bnei Baruch, and there is a sick part in it, which is it, sick not with the pandemic, but sick in the mutual rejection among all of the different parts, the different nations. And so then we have to, as much as possible, we have to connect between us, and our connection needs to be an example, a demonstration, the beginning of the global act of connection, because the people of Israel, and we also see it today on our worldwide Neighborhood group, we are the representatives of all of the nations, all of the peoples, all the different kinds of people. And therefore, if we will create between us the right connection, by that necessarily we will carry the whole of humanity also to connection. And then we will get out of all of our problems and troubles, out of this pandemic and everything, and we will create, make our lives be on a higher level, spiritual, eternal, complete, without any concepts of time, place, movement, without any limitations, but rather it will be an eternal life, without any limitations, with clear knowledge from one end to the other of the Creator who will fill us up. And that way we can exist, we can actually reach it in practice, such a sensation, such an existence here and now already, because everything depends only on us. So let us scrutinize these states, and let's ask, let's pray that the Creator will give us the forces for it, the mind, the feeling, and the strength to perform the right connection, and already, when we want it here and now, already to reach a state which is corrected, so that it will be good and desirable in the eyes of the Creator, and good and desirable in the eyes of all of the created beings.
States are given by the Creator. What is the failure of Adam Harishon?
Repeat, please.
All the states are given by the Creator. What is the failure of Adam Harishon?
Adam Harishon had no failure. He only had one thing that he was lacking: the will to receive, the evil inclination. He was entirely like a baby who was born out of the mother. He has nothing of his own. He had nothing of his own. What the Creator did is he injected within him the will to receive. This is called, I've created the evil inclination. And then by that, this system started to discover that it includes within it many different desires. Earlier it wasn't felt. And he seemingly felt himself, Adam Rishon, this system felt itself that it is divided into many parts, contradicting, different, far away from one another. And this is considered that he went through the sin of the tree of knowledge. He went through the state of shattering. And then his desire became the opposite of the Creator, the will to receive, and the Creator is the will to bestow. And he started to feel in that gap between him and the Creator shame. Shame, meaning the difference between him and the Creator. And this is why he hid himself. He started to cover himself. Just like we in our world, we hide from each other how much we are egoists, and we want to behave nicely to one another. And then in order to give him the possibility to nevertheless work correctly with his nature of the will to receive that was now revealed, the Creator arranged for him Tzimtzum, Masach, and Ochozel through his upper light, the direct light. Then it turns out that the Partsuf of Adam Rishon prior to the sin, it was a will to receive with shame, and Ita was shielded from the Creator, meaning he was able to hide his intention to receive in order to receive. And later on, we will learn the story of the snake when the will to receive awakens on the worst possible level, called the serpent, and how this structure could not maintain itself, but rather it starts to receive in order to receive the fulfillment. And what does Eve mean? And everything that is happening there, we will study these things. It is a story that we have to simply shift to, all in all, the will to receive, the intention to bestow, and the Creator, who is the desire to bestow. On the side of the Creator is only a desire to give. On behalf of, on the side of man, there is only a will to receive with the intention of, in order to bestow. And the will to receive with the intention to bestow is equivalent, it is equal to the Creator's will to bestow. And that way they need to reach equivalence of form. That's it. We will learn these things. Why did I speak about it? So that we will renew this image. It has to exist in us because we're going towards it. We are already in a state where he's bringing us closer to the end of correction, and we need to understand from where and why we have to connect more and more from one day to the next. And that way we will advance. So, therefore, this picture should be more and more clear to us. We have to more and more revive it in us, in all of us. And then we will understand also that matter that if we will keep Arvut between us, connection, we are included of all of the nations of the world, of all of the different kinds in the world. You don't yet recognize how much we have people who don't even identify with us. We don't even see them, we don't hear about them, but there is no such thing that we are lacking people from some nation, from the 17 nations of the world, not from how many we have today, whatever way you count them, in the United Nations or in some other organization. Rather, in the nation, in the world, there are 70 nations of the world, according to the seven sefirot of Zeranpin, including 10 within each one. And we are Malchut. And we include all of these 70 nations of the world. This is how it emerged from Babylon through Abram. And he called this group Israel. Therefore, if we keep between us the Arvut and connection, by that, all of the nations, the 70 nations of the world, meaning all of today's world, will also keep it. This is why we have to explain to them a little bit and to take care of them. But the most important, nevertheless, is that this connection will exist in us. And then through us, it will influence the nations of the world. As Baal HaSulam explains this to us at the end of the introduction to the Book of Zohar. I hope that you will ask me to the point. I'm willing to answer, because without this form, without this image, this picture that we see before us, it is like an engineer or an architect that needs to see the future building, the complete building that we want to build, or some machine that someone is building. He needs to see these things. He needs to make sketches. He needs to write specifications for it. You say specification in Hebrew? Well, writing down the different materials that you need, the different parts. And then out of that, we can build. So we therefore need to see these things. From the moment, especially that this pandemic started, we should constantly be drawn in practice towards this corrected form, because this is the form of creation of the whole of humanity. And in whatever it is capable of today, already today, what is happening today with this blow, this global blow, this is already the opposite form of the form of the correction. and it entirely stems from the lack of correct connection between us. Well, let's take a few questions. We will start with... Let's start with the dear students. Go ahead, please.
Hello, dear Rav. You've described very beautifully.
I want you to live it. It has to be there before us. This is a form that we need to see, not as some man and some woman next to him, but systematically. This is how we need to feel it inside of us, in our sensation. Yes.
So I wanted to ask the sensation between us in the ten, how to describe this picture that we need to aspire to, that you've described?
The general desire called Adam, which the Creator created, exactly opposite that force and fulfillment that He wants to give us. This is how He build the will to receive, and with the same forms. So if we put all of our parts together, the 70 parts, then by that, we build the form of the Creator. This is why we are called Adam, from the word Dome, similar to the Creator. And this is our work. That is, what are we doing? As it says, as the Creator says, you have made me. If we reach that same form, we seemingly make the Creator. Because we assemble all of the parts of the will to receive, and we ask of the upper force, which is abstract, that He will enliven them. And then all of these parts come together and join into a system that is made entirely of our will to receive. However, it is corrected correctly through our effort with the Creator, the common effort. And the spirit that is there is the force of the Creator, the force of bestowal, the force of love of the Creator. And this is how we live, so that we ourselves are in this system. We establish it. We are like the skeleton. We are like the hardware in the system. And the Creator is operating within us as the software in the system. Just like in a computer, when you take a computer, what is that? What's there besides all kinds of materials? Nothing, right? But these materials, they're correctly organized, they're correctly connected, and then the way that they're connected correctly, the software gets in there and it starts to work. So we want that same system that we actually are its components. We are the hardware of this system. We want it to work like the Creator. And the system will therefore be called Adam. And then we will be adhered with this inner software, even though we are hardware. We are just parts. Iron, silicon, all kinds of things that you have inside of a computer. And we would start to attain how these irons, these elements, this hardware of the computer is working in order to discover the Creator, in order for us to be connected so much so that the inner force, the software, will be revealed more and more. And we want this software who sustain us, that it will determine for us how we want to be connected, so that in our connection, it, specifically this software, will be revealed. This is called the revelation of the Creator to the created being, because the software itself cannot do anything. It's just software, it's in the air. It is a higher degree, and we built for it a means in order to be revealed. This is called that the Creator is seemingly hidden from us, And we obligate him, force him, as it says, my sons have defeated me, we force him to be revealed inside of the connection between us. This is what we now have to put together. There are many things in it. Kabbalists wrote about it a lot. And we will attain it. We will attain it in practice because already, that's it. Everything is entering into this process.
There is the minimal form of connection where we build this metal of the computer. What is the level of its match to the system of Adam Rishon? How is it connected to it?
Well, this is what is happening here, that we need to know in which form, with which connection we have to come together to connect as metals, as all kinds of elements in the hardware, in order for the Creator to be revealed in us fully. That is, here we need to understand what kind of connection exists between the connections that we have between us in the Ten and in the whole of humanity, so that the Creator will be able to be revealed fully, completely. And how is He revealed? We discover Him. We take on His form. This is called, and the name of the Lord shall be upon you. This is that darkness will shine as light, because those same irons, metals from which this great computer is built, it will take on the thought of creation, this software, and it will know. It builds in the Rosh its adaptation, its congruence with the thought of creation, with the Creator, and accordingly, it assembles itself, establishes itself in the goof. This is considered that it is raising all of its materials, all of its parts from the clipboard, from the shattering, from in order to receive in a way that they're broken, they are not arranged properly, they're not assembled properly between them. And it, Adam, then he starts to see already, like with a Lego or a puzzle, how can we be more and more connected with each other in a two-dimensional manner, like a sketch, a diagram, and then in a three-dimensional way, like a sculpture, and in a multidimensional or no-dimensional way, which already means with all the qualities that exist in the Creator, we will be able to give them an expression in the connection between us, the corporeal connection. This is called darkness shall shine as light. This is actually the top, when we build the Creator from the connections between us. It is wonderful work. Then you will see what Kabbalists are writing about. Because it is impossible to explain it with any words, but only out of the fact that we will do work between us, we will also see what it says in the Zohar, in the Tree of Life, in the study of the Ten Sefirot, fully so. And also in the Babylonian Talmud, in all of these books that Kabbalists wrote. Because all in all, they only wrote about that. So then we will see that they didn't write stories there, but rather the gradual congruence between us, between the connections we have between us and the force of the light, the force of the Creator. Okay?
Уровни, как вы сказали, двухмерный, трехмерный, потом многомерный.
These levels of dimensions, two dimensions, three dimensions, n dimensions. These are dimensions of connection. And also, there's a last question. You said there's Rosh and Guf, head and body. What are those parts in the connection between us?
Well, this from all of the 70 nations of the world, from all of them, one part became distinguished from each and every nation or from each and every desire. Let's put it this way. You have 10 sefirot, 3 sefirot are the rosh, the head, keter chokhma bina, and 7 sefirot are the guf, chesed gvurat tiferet netzach hod yesod malchut, the guf, the body. So, what happens is that 7 sefirot are the creator's, the establishing the creator towards the created being, keter chokhma bina, and from zad of bina, there begins the created being. And these 3 sefirot, keter chokhma and bina, they bestow, they influence the 7 lower sefirot, the desires to receive. Then in each and every desire, in order for it to connect with the Rosh, there is also a part that seemingly is like a mini Rosh, mini head, inside of that part, inside of this particular element, that part of the body. Let's say we have the leg. In the leg, we have a brain, or the bone marrow, let's say. And also inside of every cell, there is a brain. In each and every part, in each and every element, there is a brain, a part of the brain of the head. And the head then can communicate with that brain of the hand or the leg. It gives them some commandment. And the leg knows how to carry out whatever the head demands. And also it gives feedback back, to a response back to the head about what it is doing. If you don't have that correct connection, then it is considered that the body is broken. It's not that the leg is broken, but rather the leg cannot keep the commandments of the head, or even give back to the head the knowledge about the fact that it kept the commandment of the head. There has to be such a mutual communication. So, those parts, those brains, one brain, another brain, another brain, another brain, inside of these 70 parts in the guf, in the body, 7 sefirot times 10, those 70 parts in the guf, those parts they assembled next to Abraham, and they came out of Babylon. According to the number, well, we're not counting it according to the number of people, as Maimonides says that tens of thousands went with him, but indeed, we're talking about their essence. All in all, it was the brain part of each and every element in the body. This is why it was called Israel. Israel directed towards a connection with the Rosh. So, in all of the nations of the world, you have representatives who went with Abraham. What next are you asking?
Так, вот эти вот 70 народов, это как бы и в мире люди, и у нас внутри, в нашей...
Those 70 nations of the world are both in the world and in our desires.
So before all of us went through the shattering, because we all went through the shattering, each one of us is comprises everyone, and therefore each one of us is responsible for everyone. And everyone is responsible for each one. Therefore, the connection between us is called Arvut Hadadit, mutual responsibility. But especially this responsibility has to happen in the part which is separated from all of the nations of the world, as a representative of all of them, which is called Israel. And they need to feel themselves as representatives, as those who are responsible for it, and that the Creator is demanding it from them, first of all. And we see it according to history, how the calculation is always with them. They cannot disappear, you cannot obliterate them from the face of the earth, because they have a goal, they have a commitment. They must bring everyone to a connection with the Creator, so that everyone will be connected through them. It is considered that they become a pipeline between the entire body of Adam HaRishon with the Creator. I very much want you to capture this whole picture, to think about it more and more, to ask about it over months, because we have to establish it. Right now it is seemingly hidden from us, and it has to be more and more emphasized, conspicuous.
The level of our minimal match to the system of Adam HaRishon, that includes connection in the world group and everything else.
Most important is the connection between us and the connection between us and with the Creator. However, when you connect with the Creator, what are you connecting with Him for? Before that, nevertheless, you have to be connected with all the 70 nations of the world, as we call them, with the whole of humanity, and to bring the deficiency from them. And they are suffering. You see, they're suffering, all of them. And they're all suffering from the same thing. It's the first time in history that humanity, all of it, is suffering from the same thing, from this little virus. All of them. And the suffering, their corporeal suffering, and their desire to reach an ordinary, simple, safe, correct life, because in the end, the pandemic will leave in them only that simple desire. We want to live in a good, safe way, peacefully and everything. You have to take this desire and integrate with them and to bring it to the Creator, to be a pipeline. And then you will get a zivug, a coupling with the Creator, connection with the Creator. You will get from Him the force of the light, which you can bring them. And you will couple with the Creator, mate with the Creator, connect with Him as with the Rosh, and you will be like the throat. And you will bring it to the guf, the body. Well, we will learn all of these things. It's all written in Tess. Yes.
Да, и а вот это желание Рош, вот вы сказали, что в ноге даже есть там кусочек мозга.
This desire of the Rosh, you said that the leg also contains a part of the brain. So how does it manifest?
Well, certainly the entire body, all in all, needs to keep the commandments of the head. This is considered that it is connected and it's willing to accept the commandments of the head. So it starts with it discovering that the Rosh, the head, is not functioning, it's not functioning correctly, so what do I need this head, this Rosh, for? So I'm going to destroy it. And then the entire body gets up, rises with its anti-Semitism, and it wants to arrange everything in such a way that, I mean, this part is seemingly working to its detriment. Instead of being connected with the body, with the goof, and bringing the body to its nice, correct functioning, and with connected to the upper force, instead it brings them all kinds of other things that are completely the opposite. And then the entire body feels resistance towards the head. It wants to erase, obliterate this head, break it, burn it in the gas chambers or whatever, have pogroms, whatever it is. But we don't have to take it personally. We need to look at these things systematically. Otherwise, it would be considered that I'm operating out of my will to receive. Yes?
Ну, вы видите, что все-таки вот это построение как бы минимального.
Do you predict that this structure of the minimum match to Adam HaRishon, what you started the lesson with, will this happen in a way that will connect in the ten and then we turn to the world? Will it happen this way, or we first have to grow in our ten to a certain extent and then turn? Rav, well, I don't want to give orders here. I want you to learn these things, to be a bit more connected, to try to feel in what way to approach the world. That's up to you to bring the method of correction to the world. More correctly, not the method of correction, but the instructions of correction. They don't need to learn these things in order to make decisions and what to do. No, they just need to understand that you have it, that you've got it. And then you'll see the nations of the world telling you, as the head for everyone, they'll tell you, you be in touch with the Creator. We'll help you. We'll help you rise there. This is what's called that they carry the people of the world carry the people of Israel to rise to the climb the mountain of the Creator. You, Bnei Baruch, you are the Rosh. You need to feel and understand and decide in what way to approach dissemination. And in what way to take deficiencies from the nations of the world and raise them to the Creator, how to build the pipeline, the conduit. That's your work. And that's why I am telling you almost daily, I'm taking you back to the shape we'll need to take on. Because according to the spiritual rule, the end result is in the initial thought. That's how we have to advance.
И вот эту картину каждый товарищ в группе в мировой он должен держать перед каждым своим действием, да?
This image, each friend in the world, Kli, has to hold it in his head before each any action, before any attitude and relation.
Yes, because we are already working in the last generation of the final correction. Meaning we already have this direct linkage between where we are and the end of all the degrees. We just have to take the deficiencies from everyone. So we demand from the Creator for them, not for us. We have to literally be the force of Bina, connected to the Keter and connected to the Malchut.
A question from a friend. What is the universal code that the head needs to use in order to communicate with humanity?
We just have to understand that we are not the Rosh, even though it is, Israel is called Li Rosh. It's only with respect to the passageway. The upper head is in the control of the Creator. This is Keter Chochma Binah, the first three Sefirot. This is called the Secrets of Torah. It's in the hands of the Creator. It's all of the grand things. It's this upper part of the world of Atzilut. And we just need to try to understand from the study and from the connection between us and how much we try to connect to the Creator, which is that Rosh, what we have to do, how we have to fulfill our actions towards the body. Surely, the action that we need to, main action we need to do today is connection between us. Out of connection between us, we'll feel the Creator more, and also addressing humanity, which is in suffering, and is basically willing to hear something about the correction, how to come out of the troubles, out of the diseases, and therefore, we need to be active towards both the Creator and the created beings. All right? Moscow 3.
Доброе утро. Вот у меня такой вопрос. Творец создал творение, чтобы...
Good morning. My question is, the Creator created the created being in order to benefit it. When humanity will be corrected, will the nations of the world receive pleasure? and it will link them to the Creator? Will they have such an intention? Or
all the nations of the world in the final correction will feel a tight connection with the Creator, that the Creator fulfills them. This is called, and the darkness will shine as light. Where the will to receive will feel entirely as a single common desire and is entirely sympathizing, identifying with the single light, and there's no difference between the desire and the light. This is called
Rav,
in the beginning of the lesson, you said that everything depends on the good connection between us. How, on every level of connection between us, we will add in the quality of the connection in order to actualize it correctly.
It all depends on connection between us. That's where everything starts. If we connect between us, then through our connection, we gain contact with the Creator. We have the power to enter the created beings and become the conduit between both, the pipeline. It all depends on how we connect between us. But there is a connection between us that depends fully on us, where we still establish ourselves as a conduit, but to begin to function as one, we have to first integrate with the troubles of the created beings, then turn to the Creator with them. By dressing these troubles, dressing into them, and raise them to the Creator. So that's our work.
Rav, the readiness, the willingness for a new all of the system, what does it require of us? How do we actualize our readiness for the new degree? Let's say, what does each morning lesson require from us? What kind of implementation, actualization?
You have to always think about it, read about it, so that you will more and more integrate with the general plan of creation, and on the other hand, with the state of the world. And from both of these points, you'll be building yourself. Otherwise, you have no shape. Before you come to the point where you do the work for towards both the Creator and humanity, if you don't connect between both, then who are you? Then you're just some group somewhere studying something theoretically and doesn't do anything practical. Croatia.
If we are more integrated in the nations of the world, do we bring more details in the scrutiny of the prayer towards the Creator?
Yes, of course. What's our prayer? It's from the deficiencies. We don't need to bring our own personal deficiencies, but only the deficiency to be the connectors of between the Creator and the created beings, to fulfill our role. Therefore, we can't have a prayer of our own. It's only a prayer that is composed of the desire of the Creator and that of the created beings. And we're in the between as a conduit, matching the Creator's desire and the desire of the created beings to each other.
But how do we not fall then in the egoistic desires? How do we not fall? How do we keep the connection then with the Ten? Because if we are deeper in the nations of the world, we then there is a is there a danger that we're gonna lose the connection with the friends?
How will you can integrate with the nations of the world if you don't make the connection with the friends? No, you're not going to feel that form. How can you approach the nations of the world if you're not connected to the ten? Then you have no connection with the nations of the world. You're just connecting to what? To you can't feel their deficiency. If you don't build that deficiency, first of all, between you and the ten, you can't integrate with the troubles of the public if you don't build a kli to feel it, and that's only from connection with the
Rav, when we raise a deficiency, when we integrate with the deficiency of the world and we raise it to the Creator, should this be accompanied by a request or only to bring closer the request of the feeling of the nations of the world to the Creator and for Him to correct it without any special request? Is there some specific request or only bringing that request to the Creator?
Imagine a mother taking her baby to a doctor. That's it.
When she brings him to the doctor, she doesn't say anything, but simply, please heal him. She doesn't give him any orders saying, do this, do that.
No, there's no instruction. What instruction can we give to the Creator, God forbid? It's rather we code it with our suffering. Like a mother, she brings the baby to the Creator. She's willing to be sick instead of the baby. She brings him to the Creator with a prayer that He will take care of him because the baby is about to die, God forbid.
So there is a request for a corrected state. There should be a request that the Creator will correct it, or just give the feeling to the Creator.
No, there's a request that the Creator, we call the Creator the doctor, yeah? The doctor of the heart, meaning of the broken will to receive. He has to heal. We have a demand, basically, to the Creator to heal humanity. And we need to care about humanity more than the Creator. We care about the health of humanity. That's called from love of the created beings to the love of the Creator. Before you integrate with the created beings where you only care about them, you don't have a kli to reach the love of the Creator.
Until Shai will fix his microphone, we see that each day the corruption is becoming more revealed, more clearly in humanity. What does it mean that Bnei Baruch are responding with correction? That same point in which the correction begins, the response of Bnei Baruch.
I, every day, try to open, to organize a system for you in a better and clearer way. And you need, from day to day, but according to humanity, the common public, you have to bestow to them. You have to write. You have to publish in all kinds of ways the state that is revealed before us in humanity. What we were speaking today, you can tell everybody about this. There are no secrets here about Adam Rishon and heaven and all those things. You can make a whole novel of this just so they understand where we are and why it's happening that you have this series from the beginning of creation till its end, this process, and not that you're learning something today that is disconnected. It's not disconnected. we shouldn't be like narrow, have a narrow view. We need to see the whole system, how it's evolving and taking place, what the general nature is demanding from this system, and how we have to be adapted to this nature. Like the still vegetative inanimate, that we will also integrate in nature, but our degree, the speaking degree, that we uplift above the animate degree, so we need to be connected to nature in an ideal, meaning in intention, in the quality of our actions that are aimed towards connection, that the still vegetative and animate exist in an instinctive way. They don't harm nature in any way. We do. We only harm if we don't enter our correct role. And that is what we have to explain. That's why we see the negative responses from nature, and we cause all degrees of the still vegetative and animal, we bring them trouble, because we aren't adapted to nature correctly on our degree, which is most exalted than all of them. That's it. What do you else have to say? We have to be embarrassed towards all earth dwellers and the Creator and all spirituality, as much as we are behind in the correction.
Yeah, I messed it up.
Okay, never mind. You have to scrutinize as much as you can what your common opinion is, even though each one is a bit in something else than the other. But all in all, your approach has to be, like from 10 Sfirot, the approach has to be connection from the 10, a unified approach, which is to bring good to all of creations. And to cause good means that we are helping them advance towards the Creator, because the Creator is the good that does good. That is it. That there's no really much wisdoms in the wisdom of Kabbalah. It's just to implement it against the evil inclination. That's not simple.
Galil West.
Galil West.
Can we change reality with the power of thought?
Only with the power of thought we can change reality. And I'm surprised that you're asking about this, because it's written clearly, everything will be clarified through thought.
From where do I take these strength?
The resources of all the forces is the Creator. The created beings can receive forces from the Creator, which are negative, supposedly, or positive, and to demand of Him what they want to receive of Him. That's it. But that reservoir of forces is all...
Shalom, Rav. I heard you say that we are behind with the correction of the world. What do we need, or what are we lacking in order to be ahead?
To the extent that we want to integrate between us, we understand from the 10, as much as we're lacking forces of connection. I don't want it. I don't have a desire for it. I relate nice to my friends, but that's it. To be as one man in one heart, I don't know what that is. I can even think that there are groups and tens and maybe big organizations that people are there united even more than I am in my ten. And I can't more than this. What can I do? So they say that also for that there is a prayer. Prayer, a plea to the Creator. That what I hear from you, that you want something to happen without your prayer. But we need to understand that we cannot attain anything but only in the force of prayer. That's what is written. Everything attained is only from the Creator, and we attain it only by a request. That's why I wish he prayed all day. On what? On everything. Everything, either from the good or from the bad, you will see how it works.
Sadna.
Workshop. How can we depict to ourselves faith and feeling that we feel the Creator, that He is clothed in us, and that He is activating us, each and every one, in a personal way, as it's written, that to attain the degree of faith means that a man will feel godliness personally, that he feels him, that the feeling of the force of bestowal fills me and is activating me, managing me. That is called that I've reached a degree of faith, the degree of binah, as we said. On one hand. On the other hand, what we need is to feel that the Creator is your God personally, that He is guiding you, escorting you, and moving you in a personal way. How do we try to reach that? Niv, read this again, please. It's very nice.
So, excerpt number 10, Rabash. What is the meaning of failure in the work?
That the failures we can reach this.
When a person is in self-love, the tzimtzum, restriction, and concealment are on him, and the upper light cannot shine for him. For this reason, a person can believe in the Creator only above reason, since the will to receive causes him denial. Thus, the failure that Adam HaRishon had with the tree of knowledge caused us absence of faith. Naturally, from this we come into all the sins. Therefore, the only counsel is to be rewarded with faith, for man to feel godliness personally, so he will not need the general public to have faith from the whole of Israel. Instead, a person must repent to the extent that it is unto the Lord your God. That is, he should feel that the Lord is your God personally, and then the flaw of the tree of knowledge will be corrected.
Meaning that we have to reach a feeling of the Creator, that He fills us entirely, just fills us, and we are activated by Him only. And there is no vacant place, but man becomes the Shekhinah, where the Shochen, the dweller, can be revealed. How can we depict ourselves in such a way that we are corrected and connecting between us, activated through the Creator? That is called activated in the force of faith above reason, that we want to overcome our ego, that it won't disturb us, to reveal the commands of the Creator, the qualities of the Creator, that is entirely bestowed to love. It's all like personal exercises and practical that we have to do. And how do we reach it? Like this article is saying, through failures, that specifically through failures, that every time, 1,000 times, a righteous will fall and get up, that we constantly, constantly try to reveal that the Creator is filling us and dictating the quality of bestowal, the forces of bestowal, the actions of bestowal between us. And we want to draw him forcefully to clothe in us and exist in us. So how do we do such an exercise? Please, friends, a workshop. For help and for forgiveness in the work.
This is exactly for right before Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. The first sentence.
Man's sin is that he did not ask the Creator for help. Again, man's sin is that he did not ask the Creator for help. Had he asked for help, he would certainly get help from the Creator. But if a person says that he asked for help and the Creator did not help him, to this comes the answer that a person should believe that the Creator hears the prayers. As it is written, for you hear prayer of every mouth. If he truly believed, his prayer would be complete. And the Creator hears a complete prayer when a person yearns with all his heart that the Creator will help him. The Creator will help him.
Again.
Number 12, Rabash, what is the prayer for help and for forgiveness in the work? Man's sin is that he did not ask the Creator for help. Had he asked for help, he would certainly get help from the Creator. But if a person says that he asked for help from the Creator and did not help him, to this comes the answer that a person should believe that the Creator hears the prayers, as it is written, for you hear the prayer of every mouth. If he truly believed, his prayer would be complete. And the Creator hears complete prayer when a person yearns with all his heart, and the Creator will help him.
No, Hebrew 10. Well, Hebrew 10.
Rav, מה זה עזרה אמיתית?
Rav, what is true help that you ask from the Creator?
אנחנו לא יודעים בדיוק לפני שמקבלים. We don't quite know before we receive it. You can't quite know what you want to get from the Creator, but somehow, sort of, you do. What are you receiving? You have to ask. What should you ask? The Creator is a force of bestowal, a force of love. If you need the force of Bina or even the force of Keto to bestow upon others or love the others or both, this you can ask from the Creator. Besides this, He is nothing. So think. Therefore, listen to what he says. Man's sin is in not asking for help from the Creator, for not asking from the Creator for the force of bestowal and love.
And if I know I have a friend in the 10 that is demanding it, he's crying for it, his pain is from the evil that's being revealed.
But you, in your heart, you're not crying and you're not asking for him.
I cry and ask along with him, love.
I guess it's still not enough for your request to be absorbed in the upper potsuf, which is the creator. I guess it's not enough.
What else should I add to have that force?
It is written, make your will like his will. Or at least ask the Creator to know how you can pray for the friends correctly. Yep.
In the previous excerpt we read, it sounds from Rabash's words that the Creator enjoys us failing.
Where do you get it from? No way. The Creator expects us to really ask that He will clothe in us, that He will be the Lord your God. The Lord your God is the force that moves you, and that will be the force of bestowal. So He fills you with the opposite, with the force of reception, with the evil inclination, and gives you a chance to suffer from the evil inclination until you ask, replace my evil inclination with a good inclination. And then you cry and the Creator teaches you. What does He teach you? To want to get rid of the evil inclination, not because it makes you feel bad, but because by this it makes you far from others. And moreover, you want to bestow from your inclusion with the friends back to the Creator as He does to you. This is how He teaches us.
So in this state, how can I give back to Him, to bestow back to Him, to give pleasure to the Creator?
By connecting to you, all of humanity, and you become an actual conduit to all of humanity, by this you fill up the Creator, because the Creator has no vessels of bestowal, of reception. His vessels of reception are all of humanity. That's what He created. And He gave you a chance to be a conduit to them, and to help you become a conduit, disconnected from your own ego, He gave you more friends, so that together with them you could acquire the real qualities of the conduit.
Hola, Rab. Buenas noches. Buenos días.
Hola,
Rab. Este texto es muy maravilloso, como usted lo dijo ahorita, que lo leyó dos veces. Entonces, esto cada vez se clarifica que tenemos que pedir porque los amigos puedan sentir que el Creador es el que está gobernándolo todo.
Hello, of good day. This text is very amazing, and what you said now when Rav read it, when Niv read it twice. If so, we need to ask because, in order for the friends to feel that the Creator is the one controlling everything?
Of course. Now you will understand what we've been talking about. What is faith above reason? It's that I want that on top of my ego, which is called reason, the force of bestowal, the force of love of the Creator will clothe on it, and it will determine all of my activities and all of my thoughts and all of my desires, one on top of the other. For the Creator to control my egoistic desires. This is called being in faith above reason. That's it. This is what he read, what Niv read in this excerpt, what is the meaning of failure? That faith must be that a person will have a sensation of godliness personally, that the Creator fills him. To feel that the Creator is your God personally. What does it mean, your God? The upper force that obligates you to do this, because right now you're not aware of it, but the opposite force of the Creator is operating on you, and it's all in order for you to want, to need, to switch it to the force of the Creator. That's it. What you have now is reason or knowledge. And what you need is the upper knowledge or upper reason, the force of bestowal. Okay? Okay?
Pero lo más importante es pedir porque los amigos lo sientan. O sea, aquí no habla de mí, sino pedir por la decena, por los amigos que están aquí juntos.
Aló, Tirgum.
Translation.
But most important is to ask for the friends to feel. I'm not speaking about myself. To ask for the 10, that the friends will feel it.
Yes, because if I ask the Creator to clothe in me, it's an egoistic form.
But the most important here is to ask for the friends to feel it, that the, in the 10 they will feel it, not that I'll feel it, that the 10s will.
No, Roberto, me too. Within the 10, we're all together. Only together can we reveal the Creator. I'm not outside of them, no. I'm together with them, and all of us want the Creator to control us. This is what we need. This is called the power of faith above reason, the force of mutual bestowal. We want to be in mutual bestowal. This force is only the Creator to dress in us and determine everything. But I want to be present in it, to want it. It's not like I just cancel myself and the Creator can do whatever He wants. No. I want to participate in it in all the levels of my ovyut, which are seemingly against the Creator, that they don't want it, my desires and thoughts, but I do want it. What do I want? I want the Creator to govern my entire ego, all of these desires, and that's what I ask. This is why we have this excerpt, number 12. Man's sin is that he did not ask the Creator for help. That's the sin, that I didn't ask Him for help to dress and control my ego.
Tel Aviv 10.
Tel Aviv 10.
Toda Rav.
Thank you, Rav. A friend from the 10 is asking, how do we reach the prayer and the right intention in Chishena?
Today, during the day, speak about it, because that's exactly the topic of the Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. And agree what you should ask from the Creator, how you should ask the Creator, how we connect so it would happen. And we are obligating Him, committing Him to address in us, and that through us, He will realize all of His actions. We want to be like a clay in the hands of the potter, like an instrument in the hand of the craftsman, to use us to correct all of reality.
He's also asking, why should the Creator be revealed personally and not altogether?
We have to discover Him that much, personally. But it becomes revealed to the extent that I become connected and included in the 10. Otherwise, how will I discover Him personally? I mean, all of Him. So at least in the 10, and then the 10 expands into the real 10, which is all of reality.